Ready to lose 40 plus pounds without giving up happy hours, weekend brunches, or date nights? Then it's time to uncover the hidden link between binge eating and toxic relationships and finally break free from both. Welcome to the Hungry for Love podcast with Jillian Scott. Y'all ready? Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Hungry for Love podcast. I am your host, Jillian Scott, and I'm a trauma certified life and weight loss coach. So we are talking about the restrict binge regret cycle today. And we want to start over here with restriction. Boom. This is where it all starts. And so typically what happens when we get caught in this cycle, and this happens with most diets, is we are restricting what and how much we eat. The problem is that we often take it to an extreme. We are under eating and over exercising. We are not learning how to do things in moderation. We are learning this food is bad, this food is evil, this food is off limits. And we moralize food, and then we moralize ourselves based on what we eat. Okay, so that's going to come into play here, because what happens is we get hungry. Like, we're starving. Most diets are starvation diets, and they are designed to restrict in an unhealthy way what and how much you're eating. And so your body sends out increased hunger signals, and it's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm hungry. Feed me. And so we can be binging and overeating, overconsuming as a physiological response to the restriction that is happening because of the diet. So we have a hunger binge, is what I call it. Now, because we are overeating or eating off plan or not following the diet, we then often get into an emotional binge. And this is where we think, screw it, I've already blown it. This is the trap of all diets. Like, this is one of the common threads and common themes, is when we think, why bother? Like, who cares? I've already blown it today. I've already fallen off the wagon. I'm already out of ketosis. I'm already over my calories. I'm already over my macros. I've already ruined the day. So who cares now? And we throw away the day, or we throw away the rest of the week, instead of considering how we might be able to change it, how we can make better choices and make the next best decision instead of falling into this perfectionist fantasy. And that's the problem, is we keep trying to be perfect. And when we can't be perfect, we can't be all in, we swing to the far other pendulum and we are all out. And so we might stay here in the emotional binge for the night, might be for the rest of the week, right? Like, we could stay there for any amount of time. Sometimes it is just a couple of hours, and then we feel shame, all the shame. And the shame often leads to regret and self-loathing and guilt. And we can feel really frustrated with ourselves too, because it's like, well, I know what to do. I know what I'm supposed to be eating. Why can't I just stick with it? Why can't I just follow this plan? And from that regret, we're like, okay, tomorrow I'm getting back on the wagon. Tomorrow I'm going to try harder. Tomorrow, for real this time, no carbs. No sugar, no whatever the bad food is, right? Tomorrow, I'm going to stick with this, like, for real. I'm going to try really, really hard. And we keep trying, and we keep trying to willpower our way into under eating and over exercising. And this is why in the beginning, like the first time you ever diet, it might have felt kind of easy, kind of doable. You had some willpower. Even maybe the second time, like, not too bad. You could lose the weight. But the more you keep dieting, you keep falling off and having to get back on, the less time you spend actually following the actual protocol, the more time you spend off plan. And you are overeating, binging, and it's not just a physiological response anymore. Now it's an emotional response. Now it's frustration, anger. And because we were restricting certain foods, now there's diet trauma woven into it. So now there's scarcity around food. Now there's, I'm bad for eating this food, and leads more into, well, if I'm already off plan, I might as well just go big or go home, right? We have these really big extremes that we like to say and use as our idioms here in the US, especially. And that's kind of the mantra. And we get stuck in this cycle, round and around we go. And we can't ever break it. And that's the problem, is every single time we keep losing weight, we keep trying a diet just to gain the weight back again, just to keep falling off that damn diet wagon, we feel so much shame and regret and self-loathing. And this is what we hardly ever talk about, is what it does to your self-belief and self-confidence and self-esteem. And it just kind of, it heaps all of these negative emotions on top of each other. And so the way that we have to break this cycle, we get stuck in this loop, right? So if we want to break it, this is where we break it. We keep trying to break it at the hunger binge. We keep trying to maybe even at the emotional binge. We keep thinking like, well, I can be okay being hungry. Like I just have to willpower harder. I just have to keep restricting. And there's going to come a point when that diet feels easy. It feels doable when I can do it, right? Go back. If you have not watched The Trauma Bond with Food, go back and watch it, because we stay stuck in this trauma bond with food. We keep trying to go back to when this diet felt easy, and we keep trying to break the cycle here. In the binging part, we're like, I'm just not going to binge. That's where I'm going to break the cycle. It's not how it works. You have to break the cycle at the restriction. And that feels hard because now we're taking away the food rules that often make us feel safe, that gives us certainty and some kind of safety when it comes to doing the diet. Because everybody wants a guarantee. We want to know what to eat and what to do and how to lose this weight. And typically, we are in such a rush to get the weight off as fast as humanly possible that we aren't stopping to consider, like, what is actually sustainable? Can I actually keep the weight off? Because the way that you lose it is how you will need to live it in order for the weight to stay off. So, this idea of like, well, you can just restrict super hard for a couple of weeks and then eventually phase the food back in moderately doesn't teach you how to end the war with food. We're still at war with food. We still are moralizing ourselves based off of what we're eating. So it's, I was so good today, I only had a salad at lunch. Or I was so bad last night and I had the lasagna. Or I had a piece of chocolate cake. Or I ate four cookies. Or right, where we moralize, I am good or bad now based on what I eat. And that's a challenge. Because we're so used to feeling so good about sticking to our diet and, oh, I'm doing so good. And we really need to praise ourselves for progress and getting closer to our goals without making it all about food. We have such a toxic, dysfunctional relationship with food, and that's what we need to break. So we need to learn how to let go of the food rules. We need to learn how to create peace with food. Because the other thing that can also happen is sometimes we skip the hunger binge. And it goes straight to the emotional binge. But either way, we're still binging. We're still saying, I'm just going to eat my face off. And it's not healthy for anybody. It's not a good picture that we want to be portraying for our kids either. Like, this is not what we want. We want to be showing up and learning how to moderate, but we cannot moderate when food is bad, evil, toxic, off limits, any of those things. Food has to be neutral. And it's hard in today's diet culture because so many diets are based on these foods are good, these foods are bad. Eat this, not that. And instead, we want to look at how can we make simple, small, sustainable changes. And it's tough, right? Because we want quick wins, we want fast wins, we want big wins. But if you lose 30 pounds in 3 months, just to gain it right back again 3 months later, maybe even 6 months later, you just get stuck in this cycle over and over of losing and regaining the same weight over and over and over again, constantly feeling like you're on a diet, constantly feeling deprived and like you have to say no. That's no way to live. So we got to break this. That becomes step number one. If you want some help, I can help you. This is what I do, is I help people understand the dysfunctional cycles happening in their life with food, with body image, with self-talk, and with other people. And I help you to understand and see what that cycle is there to show you so that you can break it, so that you can create true freedom and peace and ease and feeling in control around food, around your weight, and being able to maintain your weight loss. Right? Not being so anxious when you go out to eat and worried about what you can and can't eat. Still being able to live your life while losing weight so that you can maintain your weight while living your life. How we get there is how we're going to be there. It's what we have to keep doing in order to stay there. So let's find a sustainable way that works for you. There is no one right way. There's no one right diet that works for anybody. There's not like, I don't care who you're talking to. Like, it does not matter. That's why all diets have science. That's why all diets have success stories, because all diets will work for someone. And your job, your goal is now to figure out what is the plan and protocol that works for you and look at what foods feel good in your body, what foods give you energy, what foods make you crash and make you really tired and lethargic. It's understanding what balance you need. And I recognized and I realized I was terrified of carbs for at least a decade, if not longer. And when I started adding in some carbs with lunch and dinner in particular, I had far fewer cravings at the end of the night. I wanted sweets far less because my body was getting the nourishment and the fuel that it needed. Again, I stopped restricting, but it's a psychological component because I was also terrified of carbs, right? When you spend 10, 12, 20 years thinking that carbs are evil and they're the devil and they make you fat and you can't lose weight and eat carbs, it's gonna be really hard to eat them, like, and feel good about it. I was so anxious to eat even like a bite of rice. I used to pick rice off of the sushi. It was insane the lengths that I went to try to eat low carb because I thought that's what I needed to do in order to lose weight. I actually had to work on my binging and my overeating habit and what later became an emotional eating habit, which meant letting go of the restriction. If you want some help with this, I'd love to chat. You can schedule a free consultation at www.bodyyoucrave.com/BTC. And I'm going to teach you and show you how to break the cycle so that you can do this once and for all. If you want more of my help with this, I work with clients one-on-one and in a private membership. So I'm happy to tell you all about that on the call, but that call is the first place to getting started and really creating freedom with food and breaking these cycles. All right. That's it. That is the cycle. I'm going to be referencing this a lot in future videos and podcasts and episodes. So understand that this is what I'm talking about. We restrict, we end up binging and overeating all the foods we previously tried to restrict just to feel the shame and regret. And all we know how to do is hit repeat and keep trying it over and over again. So I'm going to teach you how to break this cycle for good. All right, y'all. Have a fabulous week. I'll see you next time.
If this episode resonated with you, it's time to break free from destructive cycles around food, alcohol, and toxic relationships. Your next step? Book your free Break the Cycle call, where you'll finally see why your binge eating and relationship patterns are so deeply connected and how to break free from both for good. You'll walk away with fierce clarity and a game plan to step into a life full of fun, adventure, and self-love. Grab your spot now at www.bodyyoucrave.com/BTC. It's time to break the cycle. I'll show you how.